This is CliffCentral.com.
Ah, I'm not on. Put me on. Eric on. Eric, what time does this thing start?
The music is very loud, but I think this thing starts just now.
Okay, cool. There's us doing this thing, man. It's Friday the 100th of February.
Januaryanisms.
Have you worked out that people don't know what to do in February? Because they all got the stressful January.
It's the month of
and
love.
And then February comes and February's like, hi, man. And no one knows what to do. Like, what are you doing here? Really?
Who invited February?
So soon?
Dude only has 28 days. It's not even a real month. Wait, what?
Ryan, have you got a mic? Say something.
Something.
Okay, cool. Mel, you've got a mic as well.
I do indeed.
There we go. That's all. That's it.
Yeah, I know.
Are you sure you're not supposed to be on the sex show?
February is. Well, February is the month of love.
I do recognize your voice from back in the 80s when they had those sex lines. You got charged like 18 rand a second.
Sorry, I didn't do a Patricia Lewis. I did have a line, but I don't think anybody ever phoned it.
Yeah, it was.
I came in very late.
You could make money, Ryan, back in the 80s with your parents who were young.
You could phone, what was the 089 number?
No, it was 0861 or something, but you could phone it and you could charge money. No, I never had one. I wasn't famous yet.
I can't believe that was the thing.
I wasn't born. So
Eric, when does this podcast begin?
No, it begins just now.
Okay, cool. How are you? Welcome.
I'm well, thanks.
What are you doing? We have a section here for the next 5 minutes where we just go around the room asking what we did.
Yeah, I've been recording videos and starting up my website and my Facebook page.
So music videos?
Yeah, just for the sake of fun times, making content for the page.
You started a YouTube page?
Not a YouTube page, a Facebook page.
Are you getting Eric Janssen, like the old comedy, talking about my life?
Yes.
How much did you speak about the podcast?
Why must I speak about the podcast?
Because what I've noticed, page? Ryan, international model.
It's a Facebook page that has like 3 likes. No one knows. No, well, it's everybody.
3 more people.
It's everybody that already listens to the podcast.
As a family here and a new family member, cousins. Yes. Can you just say, and I'm also on this lovely podcast where you can see some
I don't
stuff.
Talk about the thing. I just told you I made a music video. There's no talking in the... You see, already starting on an aggressive note. I was having such a good morning. Are you making me angry? Can you... What the... Man, I'm joking. So, ladies and gentlemen, please WhatsApp us on the WhatsApp line, 079-748-2090. Like I was saying, so I just made a video. I just posted a weird video because I was singing about it being month end. And I posted the video, and it was funny, and people liked it. So I was like, follow my page. I don't know how many. Well, it was yesterday when I checked it. It was 3.
I think that's very, you're industrious. I like that.
It's up to, I think, 1,000 now. Cause
more comedians must do
1,000 views.
Put your stuff on. No one's going to do it for you.
Man.
No.
Yeah, in total, I think it's about 1,000 views now. If you count Facebook and Twitter. Facebook and Instagram put together.
That's dope.
Yeah,
okay,
man.
We got yesterday. Straight away. Viral. Michelle's back.
Oh!
She missed. We have a fan that rears penguin. Rears them?
She makes penguins.
Yes.
No, she makes them happy.
Protects them.
She called the one penguin is called Cheeky Monkey, but long before the hoodie, this penguin was called Cheeky Monkey. And the cool thing, I said, you're right, it's a black and white penguin. No one can moan.
Yeah,
no one can. It's either which part are you calling Cheeky Monkey? Is it the thing? And Cheeky Penguin is not as funny as Cheeky Monkey's a cool word. But I found worse words. The raccoon is a word. If you say someone's a cheeky raccoon, that's also an animal, but it's got the word in there, so you've got to be very specific when you say that.
You need to put the emphasis on the
raccoon. You've got to be saying raccoon.
Raccoon.
Cheeky raccoon. So there's so many animals that you can't say. Right? So many animals.
And you, Dave, what have you been doing?
I'll tell you now, as soon as I tell you what Michelle said. She said, morning, Dave and Eric,
hi.
The Viking, comma, still Eric got, the Viking.
Still got the nickname, baby.
I'm making myself present early because she missed last week. Also, a shout out, I think, to Steve that sent a message last week that I missed live. She missed the show live.
She
listens. She works in the aquarium at Cape Town, and she puts
nice
earphones
job.
On, and she just listens to us while
touching
feeds
penguins,
touches the penguins,
seals, and
feeds the seahorses.
Does she get to dive with the dolphins?
She gets
she
to
does,
dive.
Yeah.
Well, there are no dolphins there.
No, there's no dolphins. No, there.
But she does dive with the sharks, and she's got 3 or 4 turtles that they found. They're broken turtles, and she fixes them from baby. Properly, like when I did that.
Kind of spasticky.
No, they've got no fins and they've got nothing, but they're baby turtles. Yeah. And then she brings them, she gets them into little tanks, so they go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, up to 10, and then they release them into the sea.
I'm so envious.
But some of them won't make it, she said, and you don't say that to them because you've got to give them hope.
Also, they don't speak English.
No, but you just see them in the water there. The one just, he swam into the pipe where the air is, and she said, wow, he's not coming out of there.
No, they speak Australian, don't they?
Yeah, on the thing, on the movie.
So last week. Yes, Dave, that thing.
That's so totally awesome, dude.
Michelle, and the penguin's names are Yoba.
That is Ayoba.
No, that's
very Ayoba.
Probably changed it from Cheeky Penguin. And then I was in East London for the Cherise gig. Have you seen that gig?
I haven't done it yet, but I know about it, yeah.
Will you please do it?
If she books me.
It is so cool to go to a place where the people aren't, not starved of entertainment and comedy, but they just were raw and up for it. It was almost like that feeling you got when you first did something, when you went, okay, I want to try and do comedy. And it, that night it went right. Like 17 years later.
I'm waiting for it, Dave. Are you still waiting for it? I'm still waiting for it.
Ryan's a new comic. Just starting
shame.
Out.
Oh dear.
Oh shame. and but you, Ryan, what have you been up to? Sorry to cut you off there, Uncle.
No, that's fine. Come on.
Work and gym, eh?
Work and gym.
Same old, same old.
But now, where do you work, Ryan? Because I saw you did a poster for this show.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it an ad agency?
Yeah.
Okay, are you in charge of anything creative at all at that ad agency?
No, Dave, did you see my Photoshop skills?
He took your picture from Instagram and then put a watering can behind you and I think a tractor or something.
A helicopter.
A helicopter
motorbike.
And then you have been deep-etched with most of your hair is gone.
No.
And then, he put the logo for... The logo for our show is sort of in the bottom left, also being like half the words missing. And then it just says anything... Boys can do. I can do better.
I can do better. Yes, it's just not so bad. That's all.
Yeah, there you go. Right?
Just don't look close. Don't zoom in on it.
Melanie likes Ryan.
Ryan's have you seen those guns?
I have not. We try not to even get them out here in the studio. Because Eric and I go. Eric goes to gym.
What's the gym behind you?
I'm on Vitality, so I just literally go and do the checkups.
Swipe the card.
I do the checkups. You get more points just going to find out how sick you are than you do getting healthy.
Actually getting healthy.
That's actually true. And you know what annoys me is...
Let's talk about this.
Okay, what really annoys
me? Melanie Walker, can we call you
that? We haven't even said...
Have you got a married name?
No.
We were going to introduce you.
I've never changed my name.
Okay, cool. So it's not another Melanie Walker.
No. There are like about four or five other ones in South Africa alone, by the way.
Are they doing bad things?
No, there was one that's a lecturer at UCT. There's one that lives in Mamzimtoti. There's one, I think,
is a nurse or
a nursing thing at Olivedale Clinic.
Jeez, you've done some research into this.
Is she hunting them down? Should we warn these people?
And then I'm friends with one who lives in Canada as well. We follow each other on Instagram.
So you never changed. You got married, never changed name, so that's your...
And
then
I got divorced, so I didn't have to change my name back again. But it becomes a bit confusing because my children don't have my surname, but as soon as their passports come up for renewal, they're going to become Walker Ludbrook.
Wow.
And they each get a pony.
Yes.
That's when you've got a name like that, you start pony riding.
No, because Walker Ludbrook. Well, although, I mean, it's only half English and then half... Scandy something.
That's a place. Scandin something. Oh, there.
Scandy something. Bang of the Scandinavian.
Okay, wait. So what were we asking you? You stalking all the walkers? You're a walker stalker?
I am a stalker walker.
Walker stalker. I've never looked for other Dave Levinsons. I'm just scared.
I googled my name and got so sad. There's a famous Ryan Holiday in America and died.
No. What does he do?
He's like a motivational speaker.
And he died?
No, he didn't die. I wanted to die because it took away some of my glory.
Motivate yourself to live.
Interestingly enough, when it comes to names, there Graham Norton's actual name is Graham Walker. But there was already a Graham Walker who was registered.
Damn it.
So he changed his name to Graham Norton, which is his mother's maiden name or something. My father was always really happy because he's also Graham Walker.
Oh.
Yeah. But we were talking about Graham Norton. What really gets my goat names. about the
Discovery.
Points.
Okay,
yes.
Points. We're not allowed to say the name of the company.
Of what? Discovery?
Never said it. I never said it.
Discovery.
We want them to advertise. So points.
Not a bad idea because the thing is they are trying to get people healthy, and I like the whole Vitality thing. And I mean, I teach it at Virgin, so I teach Pilates. Okay. But I get really irritated is if I go and do two classes a day, I only get points for one class.
One session.
And I work harder teaching Pilates than I do when I go and do a park walk. But you get three times as many points for doing a park walk, or sorry, park run. I don't run it though. I'm a walker.
Ryan doesn't do it at all, just because he's on holiday.
But why? You know, why do you actually get more points for doing a checkup than you do for actually going and training?
Well, the thing is, they want a standard health thing to just keep everyone healthy, so they can get the results, so they can get actuaries.
But there's
to
no
study
monitoring.
You.
They
but you're monitoring. You're too healthy. You on their limits. You're going, well, this is very healthy. They just want the base of how many people are living, how many people are dying, so they can stop certain diseases.
Yes,
that's all they want. You're not going to get those except for your broken shoulder.
Frozen. It wasn't a broken shoulder. It was a frozen shoulder.
I had a smoothie once. I've never had a frozen shoulder.
Yeah, I've never had a frozen shoulder.
Listen, I've got the cold shoulder
it
before from
really
Melanie.
Yeah,
I've gotten the cold
what
shoulder.
Are you doing after the show? And she's like, anything you're not doing.
Yeah. Yeah. My namesake found me on Instagram.
And yeah,
he posted on one of my posts. And he's like, this is my alter personality. And I'm like, wait, what do you mean? Are you using my comedy jokes somewhere where you are?
He's got your mask on.
And he's like, no, my name is also Eric Joseph George Jansen. And I was like, what?
What?
That is insane.
All
yeah, like
names.
He's got the full name. Yeah. Yeah, and he lives in, I think, Sweden. Yeah.
He's
but
familiar
he's
from
a designer. He's a designer.
But he must be, that's Dutch. What is he? Is he a colored man?
No, he's a...
How do we navigate this?
He's
is he of the colored variety?
Is he a cheeky
man.
Raccoon?
No, he's a... No, he's a white guy.
But that must be... You must be proud. That's like connecting, man. You could never do that
yeah,
before.
We
had no way of doing that. Pen pals. Did you have a pen pal?
No. I had lots of people writing to me, and then I used
so
to write
freaks,
back
though.
To all of them.
Oh, no. Handwriting.
Yes.
Can we just say, if anyone has a handwritten letter from Melanie Walker from Treasure Hunt
I know
days.
Somebody who does, but he's now living in England. A guy called Tim who went into PR, and he's now moved over to England, and he put a thing up on Facebook saying, look
this
what I just found in
back.
My stuff. When I was, he says, I've still got the picture that Melanie sent, you know, signed to me.
So there should be proper fan mail. Hey, nowadays you get it on Facebook, I hate you, you suck. But your people liked you.
So what did they say
apparently
typically
so.
In the
what
letters? What was the...
Oh, no, look, the ones
was there
where
any
you
weird?
Had, yeah, the young girls who are saying, look, I'm really having problems at home. I'm coming to live with you.
See, I get that. I get that a lot. The girls going, I can't live with you anymore. I'm living in with Melanie. So this is now... So let's go back, because when Ryan...
Treasure
researched
Hunt was
you.
30 years ago.
Okay, and what was the format of that? Which channel was on? Where was it?
It was SABC. It was, I think it was on SABC 1, and then it was on CTV, and then it went back to 1. I can't remember what the channel
was.
What was the premise
of the show? Three contestants
Flying
in the studio?
Two contestants in the studio with Lawrence Hilton originally.
Lawrence Hilton?
Yes, who's now living in England and worrying about his flower arrangements and hanging baskets. Yeah.
He's a funny man.
He's
you know,
wonderful.
He did, those, he did
spa
ads,
commercials.
Spa commercials.
Yeah.
No script. They gave him a packet of punch, and they gave him an hour or two to go and fetch some stuff.
And he'd do the weather reports as
do
well.
Do everything.
Yeah.
Those ads are on at one studio I went to, and the prices of the punch and the stuff. He's like, Maori biscuits. 89 cents.
What?
1 kilogram of auto punch. R3.50.
Yeah, now you're looking at like 48
No, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay, so how did the show work? Because, I mean, Eric and I, do you know Treasure Hunt?
Lost, my friend.
Yeah.
Okay, no, you weren't born
I
when
was
that started.
Before my dad thought about having me.
Yeah. It wasn't even a sparkle in his daddy's
yeah,
eye.
Yeah,
he
was. Yeah.
So we have a message for you here. Yeah? It says, Just Now Comedy at Cliff Central, at Eric Jansen, at David Levinson, at Ryan James, 1987.
Hey, yo.
Is that when you were born?
That's me.
You were one when Treasure Hunt came out. Oh, my gosh.
Then also Rishi B. Stop doing her Lucy, Melanie.
Oh, no, I never said that.
It wasn't you. Hey, was that the
that
same?
That was Scott.
But it wasn't the same show.
No, everybody
Scott
thinks everyone thinks that Scott and I work together.
Okay.
Okay, Scott and I never worked together except in property development.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but we never did TV together, ever.
And he had a funny name, Scott, with two T's on both sides.
Ended up Lawrence Scott.
But how
So basically, guys, what we'd do is there would be people in the studio. I'd be somewhere in the country with a helicopter and my little crew, and they would get given a clue. They'd have to then go, because it's pre-computers, so they'd have to go into books, you know, those things that you turn pages and look. They'd have to work out.
We would have not done well at this.
And they wouldn't know where we were, because they'd only find out when they got into the studio where they were. They'd take the cover off the map, and then this little helicopter would move around.
It wasn't
the map.
Even digital. There
not
were three people
digital.
With an actual sheet.
They'd actually move the helicopter around, okay? And then they would look up stuff and say to me, right, you'd go, and I'd look at my map and try and work it out and tell the helicopter pilot where to go. We'd go and land. It could be finding something, like, or finding a person.
And would you, they'd tell you something. Go somewhere you'd know in your, would you not also not know?
No, I had no clue.
So what if they're going in a completely wrong direction?
Well, then they're going, that happened often. No, I mean, it would have to be in
So it would
confines.
Be within that 10K or 30K radius. Yeah. Okay, cool. So you couldn't go that far.
But they would obviously go and rehearse it the day before with the producer,
to see that the
on-site
works.
Producer, to make sure that, because it was very confusing. The backpack
an
had
amazing
like
show.
12 kilograms of sound equipment.
How old,
because
I'm
we
not
had
saying
to
how
have,
old you were then, but you were a strong
I
person.
I was 25 when I started, yeah.
Jeepers.
So it had the backpack on, which had a repeater, thing that would go to a repeater and a... aeroplane which was flying above us all the time, which would then bounce the signal back down to the base station, convert it to telephone lines up to the studio in Johannesburg. I also had all the stuff that had to go from my backpack to the camera. So I'm running around with 12 kilograms on my back the entire time.
And jumping out of an actual helicopter. Yeah. At
and running around hanging from the helicopter.
So at the time, that must have been pretty cutting edge, huh?
That was incredibly cutting edge.
Yeah. No one is doing. No one's doing that now. No producer would take on the first of all the liability of having a human being in a helicopter, and then having that things go wrong. You lose cell signal in Parkhurst. Never mind when someone's
and
in a helicopter in a Amanus. So they would. No producer would actually take on that. Although there are probably web versions of that are on now with those geo people that go around the mountains looking for hidden nothing.
Hey, excuse me. Don't knock geocaching. Okay? You'll be in so much trouble.
So do you go into the mountains and find?
It's all over. There's one. From here, I'm going to be going down the road. There's one just down the road here.
Yeah, you're going to go find one?
Of course, I'm a treasure hunter. What do you think?
So it's in your blood.
It's in my blood.
Eric, did you know about this TV show?
I had no idea, no.
Okay, the thing is the...
I do remember a weird TV show, though, from back in the day that used to play between, I think it was Bold and the Beautiful and the News, called Coca-Cola Mega Millions. Yeah.
Nick Kabunovitz is on that.
No, not Nick, not that the one where the dude with the wrinkly head was on, the big dude.
Yeah. Oh my gosh,
so you had to do what? So what do you have to do? Also just...
No, so what happens is whenever you drink a Coke, on the underliner there's a special code. So you... I think you...
That sounds exciting.
You take the underliner and you write your name and you put it in the envelope because you got an envelope with every Coke that you got. So you mail it and then it goes through to Coca-Cola Mega Millions.
Oh,
so there's like
a big pile of envelopes.
A million envelopes. People are
did
just
you
throwing
enter?
Envelopes.
Did you enter?
No, my brother did like 6 times, but we never won. So then
you watched that thing.
Yeah, I watched it. So they'd throw the envelopes in there and this dude would catch one, he'd open it, and then they'd phone your number because your number's on the paper. And if you answer, you win $1 million.
And that's live. You do get morons sending stuff in. Hello? Hello? You're from Coca-Cola Millions. Hello?
Yeah. Who's this?
So then why was who was the Afrikaans hunter? On your
Scott.
Was he you?
It
overall.
Was me in the Afrikaans, okay. Yeah.
Because obviously the saying became more, because it's more fun to say, Stop the Lucy!
No,
than
it
to say, Stop the clock!
It was one of the things that people forget is that after I'd done 3 seasons of it, and I think it was in about 92 or 93, they pulled Philip Moorman in, and he did 10 episodes of Skatiach.
As in your job?
Yes. Okay. And then they brought me back again in 94.
Who is Philip Moorman?
He's an Afrikaans actor, musician. Mm. Philip is great.
Okay, see, I need to learn these things, man. This is why you're here. You're going
to
tell us.
You're young
you're
and
no,
you
you're
going
to give us a bit of heritage.
Yes.
And we're going to find out who these people are, and we're going to phone them.
Hello?
Philip. It's Coca-Cola Mega Millions. We're phoning from the past.
Philip used to run the
sounds
blue,
very familiar.
Was it called the Blue Dog, Blue Hound in London? That music
okay,
venue?
Okay, and they had blue, music. And
yes.
Stuff. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
We'll see, Ryan. You are learning.
I learned yesterday.
What did you learn? Now, just go through Melanie Walker's CV. Because now here's what I wanted to speak to you about. I see so many of these. There's a drive now. There's massive feminism culture. And we're trying to learn about each other. And there's a lot of sexual, what do we call it, orientation-based knowledge that's coming
out.
I'm
not a feminist, hey. I'm a humanist.
But exactly. So now when I see something like Cell C says, take a girl child to work, find out things. Learn about things. We've got female comics that we're always talking about that, like, when's things going to happen? When's it going to change?
Yeah.
Now, you didn't have permission to do any of these things.
No.
And just read some of those things there, Ryan. You've got.
Well, the next on the list was racing cars.
Yes.
Okay.
VW GTIs, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
That is fine.
Which is, at that time, was very male-dominated, I assume.
It's
male-dominated
no
now,
it
but
still
it
is.
Must have been completely...
And let me tell you something. If you thought that beauty pageants and modeling was a bitchy world to play, you have nothing on racing drivers.
They're
trust
divas.
Me.
But also,
oh,
I mean,
my
how can you judge them with those damn helmets on?
They're actually a nice bunch
that's
of guys.
That's you really
can
see someone's legs. Put your helmet on and walk in a bikini.
Yeah.
Okay, but now, were they mean to you? Like, did they talk to you? Did they, like, oust you? What was the...
A lot of them were kind of quite hectic because they were so chauvinistic and they really weren't happy about me being there. She hasn't done the due diligence.
Who invited you to it? Like, obviously.
Originally, I got involved through Michele Lupini, who was a friend of mine. And he said, come, let me teach you. And I loved driving very, very fast. So
fire.
I went and I did all the hill climbs and I did all those things that you had to do.
Melanie was here half an hour before we were. Just to say how fast she does drive.
Fast, yeah. I've never made any bones about the fact that, yeah, I do drive fast, but I'm also a very, I say it myself, but I am a very good driver.
Good
and
driver.
People do get a bit frightened in a car
no,
with
that's
me.
No, that's control. Great.
But I mean, I worked as a stunt driver. I've done that's all perfect. The advanced driver's courses. I raced cars. I did all those things. So I love driving. It's an art. Science.
Did you? And you always loved that before, even.
Yeah.
So it's not just,
since
it's
I was
just,
a kid, cars and bikes.
When you were there, you're like, hang on a minute, I can, and bikes too.
Yeah, that was next on the list. Bike.
Yeah.
So now you get in there, so there is a little bit of a needle. So the guys are going, who's this? Jet
but the rest of them were so cool. I'm still really good friends with a lot of them.
And some of them sexual harassment. What? Sexual harassment, and you just said dick.
Wait, I'll put my hands.
Was there any?
All the riches of the world are now dick. No, but like Robbie Smith and myself are very, very good friends still, and I was so lucky to have had these guys who would take the time out to take the strange blonde and teach her how to really drive. I mean, the Jeff Mortimers and Robin
Strange
Smith.
Blonde.
I was. I mean, they
everyone who gets in my car has got that nickname.
But you know that I got offered so many drives. Like, here, have a Formula Ford.
And you did it.
And I drove it, but I don't like Formula Ford and Formula GTI because of the direct driving. I like saloon car driving.
Eric, she's talking different. Your language. That's Eric nice. Drives a Eric
I
drives
drive
a Golf.
A City Golf.
I had a City Golf.
So I gym to drive my car. This is the power in the power steering.
He's a triple CH.
Okay.
Gechip, gechopper, getune.
Getune, except.
I wish.
But now I'm just into actually really old classic cars. And if I had unlimited money and a very large garage.
What's your dream? Oh, you have a few that you want.
Yes.
That you'd restore.
Yes.
See, for Ryan, because he's born in 1987, every car we talk about is a classic car.
It's a classic car.
So you want a Mustang?
Yes.
The proper old one?
Old 70s Mustang.
Okay, cool.
I want a... two other BMWs apart from the one that I have, which would be the old 635. And I've got a Neue Klasse.
Okay.
So, yeah,
that's nice.
It's just the
you own that already?
Yes, I've had that for years and years and years. And then the 3-litre CSI, I think it was, one of those. Then I'll go and take my ex-boyfriend's De Tomaso Mangusta away from him.
Does he know? Don't say it now. Be no, make it a surprise.
Now the cops are going to come to you now.
Fine. Do it on Valentine's Day. Just to show him who's boss.
No, that's a beautiful car, but I don't think I'd actually have
it. Well, actually, it's quite weird that we altered my cars because we're possibly running our first advert, which might be.
Ooh.
This is like, I've never had a podcast, what I call a podcast semi. Which is what you're allowed to get.
But
if you've never had.
I had one every podcast.
Is it noticeable? Oh, you've had one.
That's why I sit like this.
Is it noticeable?
Is it noticeable?
No, I didn't even know.
Thank you.
That's so weird because they never announced the fact that there's going to be an ad. You're just listening to it.
Not true. No radio station does that. And more normally, like an ad would be something where you go, ugh, isn't it? And we're going to build up to it.
No, here we go. It's a trip to the marketplace.
Is that what they call it? No, hang on. There's more stuff we're going to talk about. We're going to go to the marketplace, and now we're going to pay the rent. All that crap. No, man. We're going to actually announce our ad 4 hours before and then play it.
I could have done a Photoshop social post for our advert.
But you didn't.
If I had known
when
that.
When you say Photoshop, do you just mean I'm just going to put the stuff on the piece
I'm
of paper,
put the stuff on
the screen? And are you in Photoshop?
Yeah.
So screenshot. That was done in Photoshop.
Yeah.
Did you see the one guy with great poster design?
Yeah, and then you were like, oh, it's supposed to be cock. And
no, I was
like,
pretty. I was trying to stick up for you, Ryan. It's supposed to look shit. That's the feel we were going for.
Yes.
And you were like, you said nothing.
I worked for 20 minutes on that.
Okay, but it was supposed to look like it's, you know, it's one of those shows that we've got.
I think it looks
dope. Listen, we're advertising a podcast with a visual medium on an audio thing. No, we're winning. Then,
Crosby
so after now, when you were talking about Formula Ford and direct drive and all these things, mm-hmm. I have no idea. I follow Grand Prix a little bit. It helps me fall asleep
with
buzzing
follow,
sound.
Yeah, because it's
so
just
nice
parade.
On a Sunday.
Yeah.
On a Sunday, I'm like, oh, there we go. Yeah. And then you wake up and they're finished.
If it rains and the Formula 1's on, you are not staying awake.
Oh, you're really?
Just not staying awake. Yeah.
Sleepy. The other thing I don't like doing about sleep is when I went to East London now, it was on Kalula, maybe they can also advertise. And then, you know, when you're in the chair there, that early morning flight, and you fall asleep so nicely, and you're like, oh, I'm sleeping nice.
Mm.
Then you wake up and you think, I have slept for at least an hour.
And
you wake up,
15
she's like,
minutes.
All right, and then we're just going to make some announcements before we take off. And I'm like, I thought I slept for a day.
Anyway.
I felt like I slept for hours.
Cornelia says, what's up? Because his WhatsApp isn't working, so he tweeted me and told me to tell you guys hi.
Okay, someone's going to Collective Soul tonight.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
It's you. Someone said, hey.
I'm going to Collective Soul tonight.
Oh,
yes.
Hey, the hot chick I'm taking to Collective Soul tonight is on Cliff Central. Right now.
Oh, is that Daniel?
Look at these people.
Now, this is going to be rude, brownies. But this is Steve. And he just says, holy fuck, Melanie. Wow, she's still a belter. So, Steve, all the stuff's coming out now. Eh? So you better just, this is probably one of those fans.
Listen, you know that you've still got it going on when you can say, I'm only as old as the man you feel, and that you can
or the
say,
real barrier.
How old are you? Plitty.
Are you cradle snatching?
No, I'm joking. No, I'm not.
Ryan's only 24.
I am 30. Oh, yeah.
Ryan just got a...
Thought they fixed the aircon
in
here.
Just got a podcast semi. Okay. So, no, Melanie, the people are digging you. Can you come back again just to up the ratings that we don't have?
Give me a job. Why
okay,
not?
Cool. Yeah. Well, we'll talk about that because you're on a real radio station. Yeah. Actually, you can get on the wireless.
Yeah, yes, you can get it on the radio. Yeah.
Are you here to do what I think you're here to do? Vanessa has to press the button.
Ouch. We've never, an ad.
No, we're not. Don't call it an ad. We'll call it something else so that people don't think it's an ad. Because if it is, they'll tune out. So you're going to say,
we've got marketing promotion.
We've got an interview with some random voiceover artists.
Phil,
how's it been?
Welcome back, man.
Thanks.
How was your holiday?
Yeah, it was cool, eh? It's just nice spending some time with your own people and chilling.
What?
What I meant was, you have your people and I have mine, and sometimes we spend time apart.
Oh, my people.
Family, I meant family. Well, we're all family, obviously, one nation together, brothers.
Oh, brothers. We're brothers.
Bros, you know, I've got loads of friends that are like my brothers. Well, just the one friend, but we're super tight. You'd love him.
All right, Phil. Okay.
Jeez, why can't we all just be? Like, not B-E-E. Who said that?
You did. You said it.
We should go out and watch soccer sometime. I'm a bugger bugger.
Mm-mm.
Some people just can't stop themselves. That's why the new Volkswagen Golf 7 comes with brake assist. Volkswagen. We make the future real.
Oh, there we go.
That was so nice.
Eric was laughing.
That was very nice. I like that advert. I love that
advert. It is awkward. Lucky it's on this show. we present awkward nicely in a big ribbon.
So beautiful.
Well, there we go. That was our first. Virginity
Rogan. I will not forget that. I will not forget that moment. So, man, anyway, there's people that are fan... What do you call it?
Fan girl.
Why is it fan? Fan people. No,
so the problem. Gender neutral fan. Fan is cool, but I've never contacted you. Know, in the back of the U magazine, you can send a letter to Tom Cruise. Yes. Well, there are people that do that.
Yes.
So you actually got them, and you say there were girls like I'm being abused.
Yeah, lots of sad
whatever.
Stories.
Did you ever
lots
send them
sad
to
sad
like a council and say, listen, can you sort this out, or did you?
I actually, what I would do is I had a friend who was a psychologist who would actually write back to them.
All right, so give them some sort
I didn't
of
feel
tools or hope.
Look, I was a mess in those days. I have
when
to
you were 25.
Yeah.
Hiding now.
I'm on meds.
So am I.
Wait, I've got another ad. Hey, Jeff, have you been taking your meds? But my name's Bongani.
Only a little bit. Oh, you weren't talking
to me?
No,
seriously. Those days, I mean, it was very, very difficult because you don't think about going on television and what it's going to do to you kind of the rest of your life.
Well, at least they didn't have Google search history back then.
No, I know, but they do now, which is quite scary sometimes as well. But, you know, you go out and suddenly everybody... sees you and they're like and trust me, there's not a week that goes by even now where I don't have people coming up to me and going, hey, you that chick from Treasure Hunt, eh? Or the chick with the helicopter.
And you're like, I'm the girl from the gardening show, damn it.
No, it started
that's
happening.
A very manly voice, sorry about that.
It has actually started happening where people are like, I really love your gardening show, and I'm like, wow, people are actually thinking of me from that point of view rather than the chick that used to be in their lounges every Sunday night.
Can you put Ryan on your gardening show without a shirt, just pushing a wheelbarrow in the back?
Only mid-year though. Only mid-year when I'm
not now.
Yes, we both.
I'm bulking. So can you put Ryan just
you
in the background?
You're creating a food baby there,
I was. Yeah, I was just going to say, I didn't need
to. So here's a question, and I was thinking about this on the drive here.
Yeah.
Is it frustrating to talk about, say, Treasure Hunt, something that happened a long time ago,
no.
and not focus on, like, the new what's stuff?
Happening? No.
Like, okay, so you don't, like, get tired
no.
of...
I loved it. It was the best job in the entire world ever. If they asked me to do it again tomorrow, trust me, I'd be in like Flynn.
In like
are you ready to hold on to a helicopter?
Absolutely.
Because that looked dangerous. I saw one clip of it. You are literally holding on to the leg of the helicopter.
The skids of the helicopter just by these little hands and no chains, no nothing over 1,000.
No, did you guys hear that?
You know how much stuff you've learned?
A lot.
There's no harness.
No.
No.
But that's surely a liability. I mean, Tom Cruise broke his... ankle doing Mission Impossible
was,
17.
No, listen, it was so weird when I went over to LA and my friend was working, that I was staying with, he was working on
a
music video for Slaughter, who were the third biggest metal band in America at the time. And they asked me if I'd be in the commercial and they wanted to put me on one of those those, you know, not a jimmy jib, but it's that seat that goes up so that you can see what's happening.
Yeah, yeah.
And they said, oh, will you be one of the TV execs overseeing the shoot in the music video? So I'm like, sure, okay. And I jump onto it. No, you have to put a safety belt on. I'm like, you have got to be joking. I need to put a safety belt on, and I'm sitting in this chair going up like about maybe 3 meters in the air.
Have you seen what I do for a living?
And they're like, no, in America, this is what you got to do. And
you got
to,
because you'll make so much money. If you fall out of that chair, you can take the whole production out.
Yeah. Sue.
Did you ever fall? Money. I mean, obviously not far. You would have hurt yourself. But
no, the only thing I did was I dislocated my thumb when it got stuck in the wheel of a V12. I was racing around the track in East London. And then I had to strap it up and carry on with the show. And then
stuck in the wheel.
Add insult to injury, they shoved a custard pie in my face at Alice in Wonderland's party, tea party. And the other thing was... hanging from the rope underneath the skids of the helicopter.
What is the Alice in Wonderland
NSRI
tea party?
Boat. I'll tell you now. NSRI boat. And they couldn't stop me from swinging because there was quite a lot of wind. And holding onto that rope for like 5 minutes, I actually managed to tear my bicep muscle.
Jeepers creepers.
And like the only time my mother's ever come to watch us actually shooting, because it was done in Scottsboro and my parents came to watch. And there I am having a major like issue and then having to be taken back to shore and then racing me off to the NSRI place. And we had to stop the cameras because I would have gotten onto the boat if it hadn't been for the wind. So we stopped the cameras, got me into a boat, shuffled me out to where the boat was, where I had to go and save this drowning diver. Or something like that, yeah.
So that was a Tuesday.
Like, you know, you say overachiever. Like, there should be a word for just to make someone feel like I have not done enough stuff.
No.
I went to two meetings yesterday and sold something.
You know, that's it's just a low boredom threshold. That's basically.
Do you think that's what drives
to?
You? Your family. So I was at university for
with
a day or two with your brother.
Yeah.
your brother's a very handsome man. I've never seen girls actually go weak at the knees. So we're in Boston now. We're supposed to be all working, and then Stuart walks in, and the girls actually buckle like this. They're like, and then he tries to sit somewhere, and the girls are trying to move away, but
and shame,
move
he's
towards
very shy
him.
As
he's
well.
So shy. He's not one of those handsome dudes that knows he's handsome like us.
Well, you know no, he does know he's handsome. He's a model. Okay.
He owns a model.
He gets the paycheck.
But he's just
really
there to learn about physiology and anatomy. We were studying PT, whatever it was, at Wits. We were studying.
You're studying PT at Wits.
I did human movement sciences, brother.
We're learning. We are learning.
We are learning so much stuff. So he just sits up. He's a cool dude, and it's nice to stay in touch with him on the other side because he's friends with a friend of mine called Michael Schultz. Michael Schultz, the golfer.
Yes.
And apparently they're friends.
Yes, because they play golf together. Yes.
So are your family driven like that? Because you said he did 17 courses, has one credit, and you've got 4 actual degrees.
Yes. So and a few diplomas and
stuff. What drives you? Because we want girls to be inspired
learning.
To go and do things.
Learning. I never stop learning. I've got to do something new every single year. Okay.
That's
I need
incredible.
To go and know something that I didn't know before. And that's just a quest. I don't know. It's not something that I would say to everybody.
And the gardening thing, let's talk like stability-wise, that's what you've got now. That's your show.
Yeah.
It's on every time. When is it on? It's on DSTV.
It's on at the home channel.
Okay.
And it's on at the moment. Episode 2 is on this week.
Nice.
And it goes out like 8 times a week, so you can't get away from me.
How many times a week?
Yes. Every day but Monday.
And what do you do on Friday mornings?
Yeah.
Did so your research,
I was
thorough. Look at you.
But it is so frustrating. I mean, if you think about, so I did that and I worked a lot in studio as well. Working outside is so frustrating on occasions. I mean, just not the treasure hunt because it didn't matter what the sound was like because we were running around. But trying to shoot something for TV now outside, I mean, it's are there clouds?
Clouds, airplanes.
Okay,
wind.
Are they moving off the sun? Because then the light changes. Airplanes, trolleys. People shouting, radios, cell phones, cars hooting, bugs coming in.
But these days, with these YouTube sensations, these 11-year-old kids who've got these things, they don't
nonsense,
give a shit.
Man.
They don't care if there's a plane going over, they just carry on. And they're getting 17 million views.
Influencers my ass.
Yes,
I'm
when
sorry.
I see that, like, I am a model and an influencer, like, well, you influence me to touch
not
myself.
Watch this.
But the thing is, having,
me to not watch this.
Having 15-year-old
children,
thing you're
gonna
man.
Touch myself.
I sit and listen to the drivel that my kids listen to, you know, these people that
yes.
they follow on Team 10 and
yes.
whatever.
What?
They talk absolute nonsense the whole
but
time.
But you have twin daughters.
Yes.
Sure, trouble.
And they've just turned 15.
Trouble,
nice.
trouble. I don't even want to know. I'm trying to keep my kid at 8.
That's so dope. I'm still 16. Like, in my mind, still a 16-year-old.
Well, I'm 18, so you can imagine the arguments that happen in our house.
Oh, no, I would never want to argue with you. You've just got too much knowledge base. Like, I will tell you this.
Yeah, for an 18-year-old, you've loved
your life. I was once in Tibet, and I met the Dalai Lama, and he said, no, you can't have any more custard.
But the best is, I mean, they get PMT, and I'm menopausal, so you can imagine they're like...
It's a storm.
It's a battle.
That's hectic. Like, okay, but now, comedy-wise, do you follow comedians, or are you into... Do you go to comedy clubs?
Well,
do you
know any... have I known any? I mean, really.
Let's see what they said. Oh, someone must go to some vibe somewhere. Okay.
My one daughter is. She turned around the one day and said, "Trevor Noah is my muse."
What?
Well, she wants to be a
comedian.
That's
what Ryan said.
She seriously, that's what she wants to do with her life. She wants to be a comedian. She is completely mad about it. She has watched, she knows, I think, every single line that Trevor Noah has ever said.
Can you have,
so I want to take
her
to as much comedy.
Not tell her to write a joke.
Oh, she's so shy, though. Shame. Oh,
tell her to pre-record it.
Pre-record it. We need some stuff.
Okay.
Because I think she's got the gene that you've got, which is just do it.
Yeah.
Don't find out how to do it. Just say to someone, would you like to come into the racetrack and riding a car? And you're like, oh, okay. It says that from Steve. She never says no.
Like, didn't say that. Really?
No, it didn't
my
say
children
that.
Would actually naysay that one. I was just thinking this morning, it would be so nice to be in a life where I don't have to say no the whole time. And that means not just to my children.
Okay. But that's the thing. I want more people to realize, and also for young comics as well, don't find out if you can do 5 minutes at the next club. Go to the guy who's running it and say, can I do 5 minutes? And all they're going to say to you is like, come back later, come in over, just keep asking. These guys that are in New York at the moment, Robbie Collins is there.
Yeah, Robbie's there.
You can see he's on the lineups, and he's not on there on the bill, but he's going there and say, can I do 5 minutes? I got the thing. He might have Trevor Noah backing him a bit,
yeah,
but he's doing it.
When you say, do I follow comedians? Well, some of them... followed me.
Followed you home.
Actually, they used to come
to
my
John
home.
But John Flissmas is nice. If he follows you home,
he's like a
gnome.
His child is
you
at my children's
school. Put him in your garden show.
Just leave him in your garden.
Oh, his child's at your,
so
at your
I see him quite a lot at the school.
He scares away all
and
the
he also
other
used to date a friend of mine.
Do you scare him, John?
No.
Sit down.
How could I be scared?
Be humble.
No, never. But my friend Nana Stapelbach used to live with me, and she, of course, was involved, her and Rosie Fiore were involved with comedy games. You know, it's all fright by, schizophrenia in here and all of that. So it was Liam Kundal I used to work with. So I was involved with that group of people. Al Prodgers was my dance partner.
Hey, we were doing look at that.
Ten Dance Forum.
I know Al Prodgers.
Okay,
Al's been on the show.
Yeah. Martin Jonas and Robert Fridgen were at our house often, and we'd get very drunk, and all six of us would do the whole of Rocky Horror Picture Show as our entertainment for the evening.
That's nice.
So, yeah, I kind of met all of these people.
And how is Rob Fridgen doing, by the way?
I don't know. Follow him on Facebook, which was a shame. I mean, he's like really active on Facebook.
But he had a stroke,
yeah.
And he's cool.
Yeah.
All right, good. Because I like Rob.
Yeah, no, he's a hell of a nice guy.
And I like the other guy you mentioned. Martin Jonas has also been on the show.
Has he? I haven't seen him
for
years.
But then, did you say something about interviewing
Whoopi Goldberg?
Yes.
Is that a thing?
What show was that?
That was for Movie Focus on NNTV back in the day. I interviewed Gary Marshall, of course, who died not too long ago. He was the director of Pretty Woman.
Sure.
So, I got to interview some amazing people, but my best was, of course, going off into the bush with ZZ Top. So, Billy Gibbons is like one of my heroes. And Richard Branson, and I got to meet him and spend time with him.
What?
As well.
Who gets to say these sentences? I just went out with ZZ Top and just
into the bush.
Some shit with him. Yeah,
into
I was
bush.
Chilling with Barack Obama last week.
I mean, people like think it's weird, but I did these things, and I never thought it was anything. And I was like Thomas Dolby. We were talking about Thomas Dolby, and I said, "Yeah, he's one of the nicest people I've ever met." On the steps at Steve Strange's, who was with Visage, he owned the Hammersmith. The Camden Palais, and it was a music venue in England in the 80s. Sitting there and I met Mark Lester, who played Oliver in Oliver, and he had just come out of drug rehab. It was a very interesting conversation. And then Thomas Dolby was there that night, and I was just like,
and Thomas
whoa!
Dolby recently Thomas Dolby. Died, didn't he die? Died last year.
No.
Not.
No, he's just been awarded something by Fuji.
Okay, well, I don't want to bring up the fact
the
that he's
there.
Dead. This is what the show is actually what do you call it? It's an intervention. A lot of those people are dead. We just invited you. Thomas Dolby is still alive.
As far as I know.
From the Blind Me with Science, the singer songwriter.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Are you Mark Fishing it right now?
I think maybe the guy who invented Dolby Stereo died.
That's possible.
That guy.
Yes.
Okay, cool. The actual technician.
Yes.
Not just the surname. All right. We have a phone call that we had some news.
I have a question.
Yes.
gardening question.
Ooh. Yes, sure.
In a fight.
In a fight.
Excuse me. In a fight, who would win, poison ivy or cactus?
You can see he's thought about this the whole day.
I can tell you now why cactus would probably do better. Because poison ivy is an invader in this country, so you won't find it.
I also have a gardening question that I too have thought about.
Yes.
I see one of the episodes deals with water restrictions.
Oh, don't get me started on
that. So Cape Town, what are they doing? Zen sand gardens? Is that the only option for them at this point?
It is.
With the rake.
There's nothing wrong with that. Get your...
Yeah.
Your succulents.
Zen gardens are great. Succulents are fantastic. You know what the whole problem is that there's some people now who I saw on various groups on Facebook who are going, there are blue gums on my pavement. I want the council to come and cut them down because they steal too much water from the ground. I'm saying that if you start cutting all the blue gums down, okay, you're going to actually end up with a bigger problem because, first of all, the trees are there. I mean, if you think about how Johannesburg works with the tree canopies and everything and how rainforests work, keeping the humidity in, keeping the water together. If you start cutting down the trees willy-nilly, not only are you going to be messing up the environment in the fact that it's not holding soil anymore, and then you have flash floods that when the rain suddenly comes, and the water won't be retained in the soil. It's also a case of, about the bees? Bees are under threat as well.
Do they speak to you when these councils meet? Do they ever contact you as a consultant?
No.
Sure.
Because I don't have a BSc degree.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You're working on it, though.
You probably would.
No, I'm working but on those my kinds master's of things at the moment, actually.
In what?
In English.
Master's in English. But you speak so well already. Imagine how good she's going to be when she gets the master's. Brah.
They should be speaking to people like you because what you just said now makes sense. Cut down, I agree that it is a water stealer, but then if you took it down, it's established. Just don't do any more. Oh, my goodness. What happened there?
It would be a call.
Is that a call?
Phone. I don't know. Who's there?
A phone call. Hello.
Hello.
Is it a person? You're not here.
We are currently experiencing technical difficulties.
We'll call you back.
Please be patient.
Your call will be answered.
No. Just wait. Just some hold music.
You just had that on cue? Oh, Little Elton. Love the song, though.
Little Elton.
Cheeky Elton on John a Friday
is,
morning.
Elton John's retiring.
Yes, about time.
Yeah, no longer touring. Have you met him?
Have you interviewed Elton John?
Briefly. I didn't interview him, no, but he used to come down and visit Billy Gaff, who was the head of Arista Records, and I was overseas with Elemental, and we used to go down with him, and Heather was staying, and of course it was at Billy Gaff's residence.
Put those people on the table.
Can you hear that?
Yes.
Okay, on the line now,
yes.
We have the morning, new principal. We have the new principal of the school in Recha Park. The one that was involved in the sex scandal.
What happened to the old principal?
Oh, he's gone.
What sex
scandal? There's a sex scandal. Tell us about it. Who is this on the line?
This is Mr. Van Niekerk from the school in Recha Park. Yes. Morning. How are you, sir?
I'm very good. It's good to have you on the show. We've got...
thank you. Thank you for the call. Hey, I've been having calls the whole morning already. People are just asking me what I'm going to be doing differently now that the old guy is gone.
And so there's been a sex scandal, the principal's been doing stuff in the staff room with teachers and the pupils.
In the office, in the break room, you know, it doesn't matter where the room is, if he can lock the door, he can do the thing. So
I think your first thing would be to wipe down those rooms.
No, I've got a whole collection of detail. I have wiped every room down myself just to make sure that no stain goes uncleaned. And I'm not talking about Mr. Stain. He's still all right. He can still hang around. But every other stain had to make sure.
Get the woodwork class to woodwork? I suppose that is his name.
That was actually the first class he operated in. It was a mess.
So what are your? We haven't got much time. But what are your new rules for the school? Are you still selling lube at the tuck shop?
No. We've taken the cherry lube out of the school's tuck shop because. It wasn't selling so well, especially after the whole scandal. And we've just separated a lot of the things, man. A lot of the things have to be separated now because we don't want to repeat. And I'm a nice guy because, like you know, you said, I'm the new principal.
Mr. Van Niekerk.
Yes.
So what are the new rules? Give us the first five rules of the school that's changing.
So what we're going to do is, firstly, we are separating the boys' bathrooms and girls' bathrooms even further. We are going to have a bouncer at every bathroom to make sure that only boys and only girls go into their allocated bathrooms. We are building 3 new bathrooms as we speak for the different grades. So grade 8s will use their own, grade 9s will use their own, grade 10s will use their own, 11 and 12 will have to share because we don't have that much money. So that's the first.
And what about people that are gender neutral? Like what if there's like a little guy or girl who's not sure who they are?
No, man, don't worry. That's the other thing. We thought about that. We put 2 porta potties and we just put a circle. So if you are not sure what you are, you can just go in there and be your circle self.
Circle of trust. Okay, what else are you changing at the school?
Yes. Secondly, we are separating the matric dances. We are making sure that the boys go to a matric dance on their own and the girls go to a matric dance on their own because we don't want any of these scandals coming out. And making sure that the teachers also have their own matric dance.
Okay, I think that's
recorded and noted for the books, yes.
So it's recorded on cell phones, so they can't do anything?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, cool. Yes. All right, and what else? Any other rules? Because I think these are fantastic rules. I just think this is the school of the future. Separate everybody. Yes. No more lube at the tuck shop. Just
no lube at the tuck shop. Separated bathrooms.
There we go.
And we're also separating the classes to make sure that there's no unnecessary bias. So only male teachers for male students. And if a lady teacher teaches the male students, there will be a supervisor involved just to make sure that nobody says anything they're not supposed to, and it doesn't lead to any further problems.
This is the school of the future. Also, I think check their phones at second break.
Why are we checking phones at second break?
Because that's when most of the stuff gets filmed.
What have you heard about this school specifically?
Sorry, that's all the time we have now. We're going to our next story, the Korean Winter Olympics team. So Ryan, that was real. That was the principal of the school.
That was crazy.
In America Park. It wasn't Eric at all.
That he took the time to call our show.
No, that's weird. And it's also that crazy. He announced the new school rules. That's great, man. That's great. Many didn't know about the sex scandal.
No, I don't follow sex.
And scandals.
It follows me. So there we go. Hey guys, Woody here. Just to say now I work. He's work. Unless he said I work. Or unless he said, I work.
Or maybe
we'll listen to the podcast later. Hi to the guest.
Hello.
We've got such well-mannered people on the show today.
I know, that's quite nice.
Never like this. Normally they go, tell the guest to shut up. Let Eric talk more.
Send a fish pic.
Yes.
I put my hand up when I want to say something, by the way.
No one does that anymore.
Thomas Dolby, very much still alive, in fact. He is now the music director for TED conference and currently on faculty at the Peabody Institute at Johns Hopkins University, where he's leading their Music for New Media program. The other person who I absolutely love, of course, is Brian Cox. Have you ever watched him?
That's the scientist dude.
Yeah, but you know that he was actually a musician back in the 80s or 90s with a band called Dream.
I think I know. He has shows now, like so sciencey hot. Shows.
Yes.
I'd love
he's,
that dude.
He's like he's David Attenborough's
song was called Things Can Only Get Better.
Was it?
Dream.
Was that the song?
That was the song.
So that guy was a musician.
Yeah.
He's so awesome.
He was a synth player, you know. But he's like also absolutely amazing. I think any young lady should be following him, quite frankly.
Brian Cox.
Yes.
So if you are for young ladies, if you are going to follow Cox, make it Brian.
Make it a smart Cox.
Okay.
Yeah. As opposed to Richard.
Yes. Your friend Richard.
So we've got a few more things on the list here. I don't know if this is true, but The Ghost and the Darkness.
Yes.
How were you involved in that?
I was the second assistant director and personal assistant to Val Kilmer. Do we have to talk about
it? No, is Val, Valerie.
I mean, Val's, he's gone downhill a little bit.
But you know what happened? He had an operation and there was something wrong with, they removed a wrong piece of some thyroid thing and that actually bloated him.
Yeah, that's why he bloated.
So there was an actual real disease.
It was an interesting thing because we South Africans were pretty much seen as second-class citizens. Because all the Americans were there, you know. But I had a nickname. They used to call me Frosty. And it's because the executive producer, who is Michael Douglas's partner, Steve Ruther, and Alex Ho, who was the producer on the movie, I was there quite early before Val arrived. And his PA actually walked after one day. So they said, will you take over with that as well? So, I mean, I was just pretty much...
You were everybody.
I was everything. To everybody. But it was a lovely thing. I mean, we were shooting Arsene and Mpumalanga, but these guys couldn't quite understand. I'd just come back from living in Sidwana, where I'd been living for like a year and a half, and I kind of didn't like talking to people. at that stage.
So it's always good as a celebrity.
I was taking a break from talking to people.
Yeah, I was actually. So like, there
and
I so, am.
And up till today, this morning.
Until now.
You I know what? Now silence. You're talking to at least 12 listeners.
I can. A whole 12, yes.
I'm tired of
it. Is that more than Radio Today?
It was such a weird thing because they were like, you know, telling me all about Val, and he was coming off, I think it was the island of Dr. Moreau, and they'd been having problems. And there I am in the middle of the night because we shot all the night scenes first. And he'd go off and disappear into the darkness. And I used to have to follow him, but like stalking him. Again, here we go with the stalking.
Hey.
And the first assistant director, I can't remember his name, Mexican guy, he was absolutely fantastic. I just hear this voice in my headset, Mel, where is Val? I'm like, he's in the porta potty, sir. I'm right outside.
Number one or number two? Mel? I don't know.
No, exactly. Eventually, I'd say, he's still in there, so would you like me to go in and hold it for him? You know, I mean, I got so really irritated with all of this kind of put-on stuff. But
so
no,
what
the
was
reason
your,
I got
what
called
was,
Frosty,
your production
I was assistant director.
Okay.
Yeah, so you had an assistant directing team.
So why don't you do some of that? Because Eric's now got his own
YouTube
channel.
I'm going
YouTube
back into
channel.
It again.
He needs a director.
But I like working page. On commercials, not on movies again, but just like 6 days a week. 12 hours a day. It's just hectic.
Okay.
But they called me Frosty because they couldn't understand why I wasn't like hitting on anybody trying to further my career. And I'm kind of like
the Hollywood
I'm
stuff
here to work as
now.
An AD. And leave me alone. Oh. This is what I'm doing.
And if I need to have sex, I'll go to the porta potty with Val. Yeah.
Like as if that would ever have happened.
And
he was seeing Cindy Crawford at the time, and she
holy
came on
moly.
Sex.
Look
and
at
she
this
was like
man.
Lying across, and the guys just couldn't work. Trust me. She was such
I mean,
a sex
kind of
that's
of
how it was when Stuart used to walk into the
university lecture rooms.
I think I was in love with him for about at least a day.
Does he know that?
Of course he does. I told him. I
oh,
made
okay,
a t-shirt.
That's
all right,
then.
Had a t-shirt.
Nice. Stu. They're also called a Frosty because of that cold shoulder thing.
Frosty.
Ah, Frosty.
Mel. Melanie Frosty Walker.
I had to wait for that moment.
So they reckoned I was frigid. Okay. So that's why I got called Frosty.
And it's weird because your career actually probably did better than what Cindy Crawford done since then.
I don't know. No, she made a lot more money than I did, though.
But she
was... It was an interesting thing when Val came up to me eventually, because he didn't know me from a bar of soap, obviously, and he got really pissed off with me one day and turned around and said, why didn't you tell me what you do here in South Africa, that you're more famous in this country than I am? And I'm like, it's not relevant. I'm here as an assistant director. That's it.
Hmm. I don't know if you can hear this.
Sheesh.
This is Brian Cox. So Brian Cox, the scientist,
yes,
used to rock out with his
he's so
rock out with his cocks out. So this was his band.
That's crazy. You actually watch his recent show on DSTV.
Yes,
so
I do. Very smart man.
Yeah.
But obviously he did the planning of the song.
I'm a fangirl for him.
Things can only get better.
I remember the song.
I'm getting chills.
It's a famous song.
This should be our song every day. Well, every Friday. Wait for the drop. It just sticks out.
Okay, carry on, Dave. Take it away.
Anyway, well, that's your friend Brian Cox.
Yeah, would like to meet him.
Okay, but I think I don't doubt that you will.
Yeah,
and
no,
the weird thing is, like, people see Trevor Noah at the Grammys and doing some stuff, and then like the stuff, the names you've mentioned now, people must remember, like, South Africa's been in the news. Since when it was invented.
Yes.
So you will, there's things we've done. Like, have you ever met Saul Kersner? Have you ever?
Yeah, I used to go parties at his house when he was still married to Annalene.
Yeah.
Those are some interesting, I've seen Annalene like no other people have seen her before, boy.
You see?
Woo-hoo. Gosh, that's also
then there, and there weren't phones. We couldn't record anything.
No. But talking about, once again, Trevor, no, I would like to say a big thank you to Carolyn Stain. Because...
Is that Dostain's wife?
Yes.
Okay.
And she's also on the radio station that I'm on.
Okay.
So I did something for them, and she organized tickets for me to take my daughter to go and see Trevor Noah.
Oh,
or daughters.
Brilliant.
Okay.
And the
and then what she
they
did is she went and she found the book, and she went and got Trevor Noah to sign it for my daughter.
That's so cool.
And I mean, that was for me.
Oh,
Carolyn,
man.
See, Ryan, when you're famous one day.
Girl's life so
and we sold it on eBay that afternoon.
Melanie, have you written a book? I think you should. Some of this is South African
out.
Stuff that needs to be recorded.
Well, it's all about gardening. It's coming out spring this year.
And please, can we have
we're
Ryan on your show?
We're just looking at the cover at the moment.
Can we have Ryan on the show in midsummer? When do you want?
Midway through the year.
Well, we're shooting next Friday if you'd like to come and be in the background.
Yes, I've got to drop a lot of weight.
No, man, you're just pushing a wheelbarrow.
I'll push a wheelbarrow next Friday.
Just and flex, also,
and then you've got a Just Now Comedy Podcast shirt on.
Flex
and
smile.
The Volkswagen advert.
And the Volkswagen ad on the playing through, little, through some speakers. What? And then that's okay, because it comes with brake assist now, because some people just don't know when to stop. But, I listened to the ad. Brandy, I want to know if you'd like to come back at some point when we actually have like a show that we'll ask you other questions about gardening and we'll try and find the funny angle on
I
that.
I mean, that's it.
We don't have any more time. Go quickly, hey?
Yeah.
All right, cool. That's a good thing.
You didn't even talk about my radio shows.
We didn't.
Anything.
We didn't talk about the things.
Or Matt Hillbrow, which I was really wanted to.
You wanted
on my
to
butt,
go.
Yes, I saw that.
Okay, so, Eric, there was news as well about the Korean Winter Olympics team, but we can talk about that next week Friday. Next week Friday, I just want to tell people we've got a financial advisor on to tell people, comedians especially, who work for themselves, who don't get salaries, how to actually invest and get somewhere in life.
Somebody needs to teach me how
to
do that.
Well, why don't you come back next week? Calvin's quite a good-looking chap, so he's going to join us next week.
I can't next week. I'm shooting next week.
And also, we were supposed to do a quiz with you, which we're not going to do. We just don't have time.
Oh, we'll do it after the show.
Okay,
we'll just
cool.
give me a quiz. I'm happy.
Okay. But ladies and gentlemen of the podcastian society, please enjoy the rest of your weekend. What's your name?
Ryan Holiday. Thanks.
Who are you?
I've been Melanie Walker.
You've been so fantastic.
Thank you so much for having me.
My name is Dave Levinson.
My name is Eric Janssen. I have a Facebook page. Follow me, like my stuff and everything. Yes! And we'll see you again just now.
This is CliffCentral.com.